The business of cuckolding is quite a funny one, but well worth the effort. You see, for a woman like me, putting a man in chastity is all part of the fun. I realize that use of a cock cage doesn't always come standard on the scene, but in my case, I never miss an opportunity to do so. Why? Let's just say it adds a whole other layer to my cuckolding cake. Though it isn't always the case, more often than not, a cuckold will be a male who is the owner of a small penis. I love saying that because it seems completely unfair to refer to it as a cock. When I think of a cock, I think of something big, strong, and meaty. What you have, my dear, is a teeny weeny, and that means it's time to say hello to the cage of male chastity. If you can't use your male organ to satisfy me properly in the way that I deserve, then yes, you should absolutely be locked down. That means you can't touch it, and the only one with access is me, because as your hot wife, I hold the keys to your freedom. A woman should always control a man's cock, or penis, or dingle-dangle, or what have you, all the time, without question. A woman always knows best, so it makes perfect sense that she should be able to put you on a stroking schedule as she sees fit. Not only that, but the privilege of touching isn't even automatic. You have to earn the ability just to stroke it. There are so many ways to go about that. It could be something as simple as pleasing me orally, or the requirements could be a great deal more stringent. When's the last time I sat on your face and had you devour a nice, juicy, cuckold cream pie? That's what I thought. Too long. So break out that cage and lock it up. I fully intend to show you what cuckolding is truly all about. This is Empress Alexis of SensualPhoneMistress.com, and I can be reached by calling 800-601-7259.